What a wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing, glory. Glory to God in highest. Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it's also like singing Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth? Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet, this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross. Arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor him. We proclaim that he is God, he is King, and he is welcome in our hearts. Thank you. The helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished.
Thank you.
our minds, the manger has become identified with Emmanuel is coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this. Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Then to the wise men, then to all of us who would come after. The angel said, "A Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Oh, what a gift you were, and what a precious gift it has always been to make you the center of everything we need, everything we know, everything that life is about. Lord, now there may be some here who have not found the joy and salvation that only you can bring. We pray that this will be the moment they whisper, "Jesus, be the center of my life today. Come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior." There may be others who have forgotten what it was like when they first knew your tender love and mercy and they responded to it so readily. We pray that this will be the moment they'll reach out to you and say, "Jesus, be the center once more of everything that I am. Let us never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are the reason, the heart, the center of it all. We love you. We worship you. And we give ourselves to you anew, saying, Jesus, you are the center of our joy. We pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen.
Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy. ¶¶